The governor's Rural Action Subcommittee held a public meeting in Dillingham earlier this week to get the input of local residents on ways to improve life in rural Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason was there and filed this report.
Six members of the governor's Rural Action Subcabinet were joined by the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities during Monday night's hearing in Dillingham, which came on the heels of a similar meeting Monday afternoon in Naknek. The first person to address the rural subcabinet was Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby, who noted that Dillingham is a first-class city that acts as a regional hub.
The services Dillingham provides is a K-12 school system, a 24-hour police service, water and sewer, state-certified landfill, street maintenance, Altai Dock, Boat Harbor Library, Museum, fire and ambulance, senior citizens program, planning, and on. We're really a city comparative to some much larger. The citizens, some of them have approached me and said we're taxed to the max. Dillingham attempts to be as self-reliant as possible. We do that by taxing ourselves heavily.
Ruby stressed to the members of the Rural Action Subcabinet that Dillingham residents are starting to buckle under the strain of the high taxes necessary to keep the city running.
For 2 years in a row, the city has had to budget, out of our savings in order to preserve what we have. It's true for citizens as well as municipal operations. The city's energy costs have increased 30% over 5 years. There's also a skyrocketing cost of health insurance, more demand for services, and generally just the cost of living in rural Alaska. It's extreme. Dillingham also deals with some of the same issues that larger communities do, and that is that many in our villages are moving to Dillingham because there are jobs, there are services. And many people in Dillingham end up moving to the higher area, the higher population areas. But Dillingham then is forced to try to serve, more people with existing services.
Ruby confirmed that the city strongly supports the commercial fishing industry in Bristol Bay. And because of that commitment, the city has taken positions in opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine and offshore oil and gas exploration and development. She told the assembled commissioners that the risks are simply too great to allow such projects and activities to go forward and threaten the industry that helps support Dillingham. The second person to speak Monday night was Carolyn Smith, the mayor of Alignagik. She stressed that the city of only 245 people struggles with high energy costs and other energy-related factors.
We really struggle with the issue of getting fuel to the village, even though we are connected by road to Dillingham. Crowley had said that they would not come and provide fuel to the North Shore, and we had to make special arrangements so we could get a tank truck, put a tank truck in a landing craft, get it to the North Shore, and then try and safely get it around on the North Shore to deliver fuel this fall. It was a real challenge, but the cost is really high as well.
Around 50 Dillingham area residents showed up for Monday night's hearing of the governor's Rural Action Subcabinet, and around 15 people actually testified. The subcabinet is chaired by Attorney General Sullivan, and at the end of the meeting, he said the state wants to develop working partnerships with cities, tribes, and organizations that serve the people of rural Alaska.
There's no silver bullet, obviously. There's no something that's going to happen overnight. But we'll continue to press. We really appreciate the input.
The subcabinet will be preparing a report for Governor Parnell in advance of the start of the Alaska Legislature's next session early next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.